Don't Take 1 Timothy 6:10 Out of Context by Stephen Sanders. Read by Jason Brown. Today's verse comes from 1 Timothy 6:10. For the love of money is a root of all sorts of evil, and some, by longing for it, have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. What does this scripture really mean? Well, you may say, I don't need to see anything else. The Bible is the Word of God, so that's what it says then. Well, that's what it means. End of story. Or perhaps you may say, see, it says the love of money, so I can have as much money as I want as long as I don't love it. While 1 Timothy 6:10 is probably the most well-known verse in the book of 1 Timothy, we need to look at the verses that surround it to discover exactly what Paul was saying here. I mean, what if I told you that the movie Star Wars was all about Luke Skywalker discovering that Darth Vader was his father? It's not just about that, even though "I am your father" is probably the most famous line from that movie. Get my drift? We don't treat movies or other books like that, so why would we treat the Bible that way? So what was Paul warning Timothy about? Let's start here. Verse 3-5. If anyone advocates a different doctrine and does not agree with sound words, those of our Lord Jesus Christ, and with the doctrine conforming to godliness, he is conceited and understands nothing. He has a morbid interest in controversial questions and disputes about words, out of which arise envy, strife, abusive language, evil suspicions, and constant friction between men of depraved mind and deprived of the truth, who suppose that godliness is a means of gain. Here, Paul compares ungodly leaders to those who ignore Jesus' words, have a morbid interest in controversy, suppose that godliness is a means of gain. Verses 6-10. But godliness actually is a means of great gain when accompanied by contentment. For we have brought nothing into the world, so we cannot take anything out of it either. If we have food and covering, with these we shall be content. But those who want to get rich fall into temptation and a snare, and many foolish and harmful desires which plunge men into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is a root of all sorts of evil, and some, by longing for it, have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. Next, Paul claims that Christianity does involve prosperity, great gain, when accompanied with contentment, with having food and clothes, our needs met. Timothy is being warned about teaching a gospel that includes a guarantee of riches because they are temporary, they lead to temptation, and they cause people to wander away from the faith. Verses 11-16. But flee from these things, you man of God, and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, perseverance, and gentleness. Fight the good fight of faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called, and you made the good decision in the presence of many witnesses. I charge you in the presence of God, who gives life to all things, and of Christ Jesus, who testified the good confession before Pontius Pilate, that you keep the commandment without stain or reproach until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he will bring about at a proper time. He who is the blessed and only sovereign, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone possesses immortality and dwells unapproachable light, whom no man has seen or can see, to him be honor and eternal dominion. Amen. So far, we can ascertain that Paul is warning Timothy that the love of money, which we have just determined is a Christian teaching that equates godliness, is a means of gain, is something that we need to flee from. instead of following that teaching, we need to pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, perseverance, and gentleness. Grab the gift of eternal life which we have through Jesus Christ and share that message. Verses 17 through 19. Instruct those who are rich in this present world not to be conceited or to fix their hope on the uncertainty of riches, but on God, who richly supplies us with all things to enjoy. Instruct them to do good, to be rich in good works, to be generous and ready to share, storing up for themselves the treasure of a good foundation for the future, so that they may take hold of that which is life indeed. Finally, before he switches gears, Paul instructs Timothy on how to minister to those who are already rich. First, warn rich people how their riches are temporary, how they lead to temptation, and how they cause people to wander away from the faith. Next, teach them to instead be rich in righteousness, godliness, faith, love, perseverance, and gentleness. The concept of riches in the Christian walk can be a tricky thing to navigate. Some things, like the love of money, can be more difficult for some people in certain cultures than it is for those in other cultures. And when it all comes down to it, we all probably have something, money, people, stuff, selfish desires, that we choose to place above Jesus in our everyday lives. As we let the real meaning of 1 Timothy 6:10 sink in today, we should ask ourselves this: what am I treasuring over Jesus? And as we answer that question, I pray that God uproots all forms of evil that keep us from living as He wants us to.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists.
When he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hi, I'm Zach.
And I'm Randy.
And we're from Salty Saints Podcast. We're a theology and apologetics podcast.
We hope to better equip you to be salt and light for your community. We hope that we can help you to go out and be a reflection of Jesus Christ to those around you, to your friends and your family, and especially to those that do not know Christ.
To find out more, subscribe at lifeaudio.com.